immersing in the Jamuna, and then land they put the samadhi. What to say in the land? So that difference is there.
Yeah. What's the question?
So Jala Samadhi is different than this samadhi on the ground.
Yeah.
Jala Samadhi is a more sukshma samadhi. That is what.
In Shastras, there are different types of samadhi mentioned for the Vairagi class. For the samsarikas, those that are in samsara, Grihasthas primarily, 99% of the population are Grihasthas, Brahmacharis Grihasthas. There's one type of samadhi for them. That's the cremation by fire. No other type of samadhi is allowed according to Shastra for them. But the Vairagis and Viraktis, Sannyasis and Babajis, who have lived their entire life 24/7 absorbed in bhajan, Shravanam, Kirtan, Smaranam, whether they attain siddhi or not, they may not attain prema or even bhav, but their whole life, pura jivan, their whole life, they're doing sadhana bhajan. Nothing else. No family, no anything. So their body is considered a prakrita. Chinmayadeya. And Krishna tells that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says even Dikshakali Chiranandamai, Atma Samarpan. So when a disciple, at the time of Diksha, when a disciple surrenders to Krishna, he gets a Chidanandadeya. He gets a spiritual body, which is like Atma. It's like mine. It's like my body. So that's for everyone. But because the Vairagis, they're fully absorbed in bhajan. When they die, there's the niyam for Vairagis, the samadhi, there's three options. Their body, what we call the sadaka rup, physical body, can be buried in the ground because their body is pure. There's no contamination, no opportunity for pretas or bhutas or ghosts coming there. And then they can be burned or they can be in the jal samadhi. So he opted for jal samadhi. So this, however, once you're gone, you're gone. And however you want to be remembered by, basically, samadhi, whatever. For example, I know many great sadhus and many great devotees. They have no samadhi. They die, they're cremated, their ashes are put in Yamuna or in Radhakund, Shamakund. But there's no samadhi. But they live in the memories of their disciples, and they're always living in the heart of Krishna. Vishnu is telling Ambarish in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, Saranam Ridiyam Twayam, Saranam Ridiyam Mayam. He says the sadhus, Vishnu is telling Ambarish, he's telling Durvasa Muni. He said, Durvasa, you are a great Vairagi and great sadhu, rishi, Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Rishi. But my Ambarish is a king. He's a raja. He has hundreds of wives. He's a grihastha. But he's my great devotee. He's sadhunam. And you did sadhuninda. You did sadhuninda. You offended him. So now my chakra is coming after you. That's it. Saranam Ridiyam Mayam. So the sadhus are always in my heart. That verse is telling. Ridiyam Mayam. Saranam Ridiyam Mayam. The sadhus are always in my heart, and I am always in the heart of the sadhus. So Krishna always remembers the holy devotees. and the disciples always remember. That's called Smriti, Vaishnav Smriti. So whether they have a samadhi, whether there's a stone marking a pushpa samadhi, a smriti samadhi, a non samadhi, a jal samadhi, a body samadhi, ashes, basma, or nothing. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, he who reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die, thou art living still and sound, and while living they try to spread the holy name around. You must have heard that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the great saints, they live eternally in the heart of Krishna and the hearts of the devotees.
Gross air.